Stop 15. The Castlemaine Cemetery. From the Guildford Lookout, return to the Midland Highway, turn right and continue on towards Castlemaine. After 7 kilometres you come to Campbell's Creek and you'll pass the Five Flags Hotel on your right. Immediately around the corner, on the left, is the sign to the Castlemaine Cemetery, just 500 metres down Alexandra Street. So pause this, and when you get to the cemetery, start again. You should now be at the Castlemaine Cemetery, established in 1860, when it took over from the informal graveyards of Pennywaite Flat and Vaughan. There's plenty to contemplate in here, such as the story of Ephraim and Mary Ann Stutchbury, who outlived all of their 9 children and had 5 die within a 12-month period. The barest details are writ on the headstone on the low flat beside the tall cypress tree. The Chinese cemetery is up the road on the right, where 700 men were buried. I suggest you pause this tour now, and when you get there, Dennis O'Hoy will tell you about the ceremonial burning tower. You should now be in the Chinese section of the cemetery, and on the right is a ceremonial burning tower. I asked Dennis O'Hoy what it was used for.
There's a tourist brochure from Mulga, for instance, that actually states that this is where the Chinese came to cook their pork. But what really happens when an observer goes past, the Chinese, part of Confucianism is you must venerate and respect your ancestors. And the proper way to do this is to go to the cemetery, take pork that you cook at home, obviously chicken, a lot of joss paper, that's paper money and prayers and incense and candles, and you would then lay it out on the shrine or on the ground if there's not a shrine there, and then you would light your joss papers and the candles, say your prayers, pour your wine on the ground, and then you could either leave the food, as some people did, and of course the local kids would all go there and grab it, or be not to waste it and take it home.
Although 700 Chinese gold seekers are buried here, many did not have headstones, and others were later exhumed and returned to their homeland.
Leaves fall and return to the roots.
You can pause this tour now and inspect the graves, and after that it's time to return to Castlemaine, where we began. For directions, go to track 16, where you'll also find a song for the road.